The president of the Conference of Heads of Assisted Secondary Schools, Samuel Ofori Ejay, says senior high schools are yet to receive subsidies from government for the past two terms, and this is compounding problems in the senior high schools. He is therefore appealing to parents to pay the fees of the awards since the schools depend on them to operate. He spoke to Agatha Samuel on Behind the News.
There were directives from officialdom that nobody should prevent those students from writing. But as to how the monies will be collected for the running of the schools, nobody proffered any suggestion. So we have to listen to officialdom and allow these students to write. And I can assure you that less than 1% of those culprits, so to speak, have come to pay their money. We also subsist on government subsidies. For the past two terms, these subsidies have not been paid. And therefore, most of the schools are in dire financial straits. That is the current situation.
Talking about budgets not being released to the schools, to what extent has it affected the running of the schools?
These subsidies are for specific expenditure. For instance, we use it to pay for utilities, we use it to run sports and games, we use it for first aid, we use it for office stationery. And therefore, when these monies are not released timely, naturally, even if we have to keep the schools running, we can't keep the schools running at 100%. Because we'll have to look at what is in our coffers and probably scale down the expenditure, sometimes to the disadvantage of our students. Standards may be compromised. But it's interesting to us that when we talk of fees, it is not students who owe fees. It is parents who have refused to pay fees. So we want to take this opportunity and use your medium to appeal to parents that if they have accepted that responsibility of bringing their awards to schools, they must do everything humanly possible to help settle the bills or the fees of the awards so that the schools can have enough funds to run at full throttle.
That was the president of the Conference of Heads of Assisted Secondary Schools, Samuel Ofori Ejay. Meanwhile, former MP for Dododo and chairman of the Parent Teacher Association of Accra Academy Senior High, Nibi Ayibonte, has urged parents to pay the fees of the awards in full and not wait till it is time for examinations. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, Nibi Ayibonte said the PTA always sensitizes parents to come to the school and pay the fees themselves, instead of giving it to their children, some of whom end up spending the money.
Virtually every time we go to PTA meetings, the issue crops up. And we've been telling parents that times may be rough. So you can start paying something piecemeal. So by the end of the term, you'd have cleared all your arrears. Sometimes some parents also make the mistake of giving the money to their ward, and they end up handing the money or not going to pay. Unfortunately, most parents are not up to their responsibilities. I'm very sorry to say that. So we keep on telling them, if you have a problem, and genuinely you may have a problem, contact the school authorities and then have an arrangement in place so that you can pay your school fees. Fortunately for us at Accra Academy, sometimes the old boys who want to help. I'm an old boy myself. We contribute. Some parents who want to come and donate. Some parents who want to come and give some cement. Some parents who provide other services for the school. I don't know whether it's the same for other schools, but the issue of the school fees is a major challenge. It becomes a problem. So what we try to encourage them to do is that, especially for those in the final year, we start sensitizing the parents so that they can pay both at a go, or they attempt paying on time, because if you are registering your award for the waxing, there's a time limit. If you do not pay by that time, you pay a penalty. You see, these issues will be explained to the parents over and over and over again. But like I normally say, you can give advice, you can't give conduct. So we are appealing to parents, for whichever school, whichever PTA you belong to, you have a responsibility which you should not relate.
That was a PTA chairman for Accra Academy and former MP for Dododo, Nibi Ayibonte.